Welcome to an incomplete guide to personal growth. We invite you to take a breath and take a listen to our podcast that explores the wonder, humor, challenges, and sometimes those self-inflicted wounds on the journey of personal growth.
Our weekly podcast conversations include stories, resources, and tools that you can incorporate into your daily life. We're the mother-daughter duo of Sydney West
and Kelly Arundel. Hey, Sydney.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, man.
You had a rough morning.
I did. So it's rainy here today, so automatically having to keep a toddler inside. Mm-hmm. Always not ideal. And then he loves to help around the house, which is great, but he doesn't understand when we're done. You know, like I put the vacuum up and then he has to have a tantrum about it. I put the broom up, nothing that makes noise. We're just sweeping. And yeah. Literally just has a whole tantrum about having to put the broom up. And so it's like you have to try and calm him, but you can't take him outside to calm him down or do it. You have to be like, and look at all the, he has so many freaking toys and he doesn't want to play with any of them most of the time.
Right.
And then
there's a lesson in that.
God, it's awful. And then Trip fell down the stairs today. My shoulder. A little bit. It's not awful, but
yeah, it
hurts.
It
does not look that bad.
You got
bad.
A sore.
It's sore. It's going to be bruised. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All the pollen's falling down and our dog catches all the pollen on his fur. Yeah. And so it's not just his hair and the leaves now. It is also pollen that I am daily having to clean up off my floors because I look at my socks and it catches everything. I'm like, what?
Oh, your socks.
And then Charles cares about his feet. Yeah. So he looks at his feet. He's like, this is my foot. Oh my gosh. And so it's just literally.
You're just an irritated person
today. Yes. Today is.
We'll get over it. You know why?
Why? Well, no,
talking
what?
About music.
Yeah, that's true.
So that'll get us over.
That'll get
anyhow.
Us on. But yes.
No, I've had a great morning. My morning start, excuse me, we happen to be on Thursday.
Yeah.
A Thursday right now recording. And I start my Thursdays with meditation with a friend. And I know.
That's nice.
It's a small group, but it just really starts the day.
Yeah, the right way.
Right way. And there's something about doing it with other people versus doing it by yourself. I do it by myself too. But
yeah,
it's just been.
That's good.
Yeah, even with the weather outside. And I was driving over here because we're going to be talking about music.
Yes.
And there was just some great stuff on, you know, some oldies I was listening to, some Broadway, you know, man, show tunes.
Yes.
And it was like, nice. Yeah.
Good. Then you can balance out my irritated attitude.
That's right. We'll get you in good mood.
Yes. My gosh. Yes. We're talking about music. This is kind of one of our last episodes before we go into Mental Health Awareness Month and do a ton of episodes on that. So we wanted to keep it a little light and kind of fun and something that I'm sure all of our listeners can relate to for sure. Because music's everywhere. I wanted to start out.
Yes.
You have a cool music piano experience that you like chose to do for yourself. So if you would explain to everybody your musical journey.
My musical journey actually started when I was 8 years old. Yeah. My mother made me take piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I was not thrilled.
Yeah.
And I had to go down the street to Miss Oliver's house.
Oh, God. You remember her name.
I do, because she would sit right next to the piano bench in another chair, and she would chew on ice.
Crunch
the whole
her
time.
Ice.
And I later learned it drove my brother nuts, too. Uh-huh. So it wasn't happy. And my only experience of a recital was I got up, I started the song twice, never got very far, and walked off. That was my experience. So
I love it.
Then, when we were older, you'd start taking piano and whatnot. But when we moved to Tennessee and we had recently got that baby grand and it was just, I thought it was a wonderful piece of furniture. And I wasn't working. And then eventually it was part-time. But I wasn't, and so I was like, what? And I kept looking at the piano. I thought, they can't make me do a recital.
That's right.
I'm going to take piano lessons. And so I searched out a piano teacher through some recommendations that taught adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in with the song I wanted to learn, and she didn't laugh at me. And I look back and think, she probably thought I was wacko trying to play that. But we just, it was just fun. And I can remember sitting down at one point, and I'd get to practice when nobody was home. And it was like, oh, I just created music.
Yeah.
It wasn't just notes banging. It wasn't, it was a real song, you know? And it was so fun.
That's a good experience.
And it really was. It was like,
And
to this day, it's a therapy for me now. And I play at it. I still have fun. It is songs, and it's at my level. And I'm singing Broadway in my head, you know. But to this day, I can sit down. It's a therapy.
Yeah.
If I'm waiting for something, if something's going on, I can sit, and you have to focus on that, and it takes me away.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
But let me just say, your confidence in me was lacking. When I told you, you were probably in sixth grade, and I said, yeah, I'm going to start taking piano lessons. You said, you are too old to learn.
Oh, no.
I'll never forget that. I thought,
the words of a child.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought, well, I'll show you, you know. And now you would never say that.
No, I would never.
But it's just the words of a child going, you're old. You're old. You can't do that. So you're never too old.
Yes. And I did make you do a recital.
I know. And that's what, I ended up doing a recital with you.
Yes. Because I asked you for a duet and you couldn't say no.
I couldn't say no. And when we were practicing your teacher, we went over to your teacher's house and we were practicing it. And she looked at you and said, Sydney, you have to stop covering for your mother.
So bad.
She has to figure out the notes. You can't. It was so funny. So, but we did.
Must have had some strong self-esteem. That would have torn me down.
Yeah, it was. Yikes. You got to be able to laugh.
Yes. And she was really nice, too.
Oh, she didn't say it rudely. She just said
no,
it.
No, yeah. Yeah. That's so
that
good.
Yep.
Man, and I don't.
Somewhere
it's
on
video. I think
a
lot of people, I'm sorry if this is you and you have said this to me or any other pianist, but it is like every time you're like, yeah, I play piano, like I got my degree in it, like that's what I do. Like, I wish I had learned piano. I wish I played piano. Oh my gosh. Then just go play. I don't know. You wish, yes, okay. And maybe your time constraints can't do it right now, but you can always say, I'm going to learn piano later. You know, just do it.
I think a couple things playing. A piano is it's not a cheap instrument.
No,
right?
No.
But now with keyboards you can do a lot
way more affordable.
It's a lot more affordable. Yeah. Do you know your grandmother, Paul's mother, they couldn't afford a piano. Or lessons. So she would go and listen to her friend take piano lessons. And then she'd go in and play on her piano afterwards.
Wow.
And, you know, she played for churches.
Oh, yeah. She did
a lot.
She's
very accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought that,
crazy.
Talk about driven. It's
kind of
in you.
It's kind of in you. Yeah. Yeah.
But I do. No. I think it's very affordable now.
And, you know, if you really want, there are videos on YouTube you can watch to learn. Like, you don't have to pay for a teacher if you can't. But it's like that is the.
That's what everybody says, huh?
Oh my
gosh!
Because
it's a fun. But you can do a lot with it.
You can.
Yeah.
With music, so I think it teaches you a lot of things. Like listening to music is good, and we'll talk about that later. But learning to play is, I think, even better. Like that's the ultimate. There's so much in your brain. You know, and you can look up all the different studies about how it gets both sides of your brain involved and how beneficial it is, because they've made all these studies for music education and why it's important. There's a lot out there. If you really want all that scientific stuff, you can go look.
Yes.
But some of the main, I think, personal growth related stuff is it teaches you patience, because it takes a lot of time. You have to get over mistakes, move on.
Yeah.
You have to breathe. When you play, which is all, I know.
I was told that one
You have
time
to breathe.
During the recital,
really?
It was like, Kelly, it'd be good if you breathed. Oh, okay.
Yes. And then I think what you experienced, like an out-of-mind, experience. So those are, the four main things. And we kind of talked a little bit about those. But I think, getting over mistakes, too, is a huge one for me. It's just it happened. Can you move on? Are you going to get stuck in it? Is it going to ruin the rest of the piece?
Right.
You know?
What I found is I have to work it. Like, I'll really learn the beginning of a piece.
Yeah.
And the middle always seems to get harder. What is with that? And so I hate that middle part. Yeah. And I know I should start in the middle, yes. So I learn that more.
Yes.
And then it'd be a complete piece. Yes. But since I love the easy stuff.
You then
know,
you
I
play the back. Easy stuff. But, that's literally but everybody.
It,
yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But, you
yeah.
know, again, it's practicing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yes. oh, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't have, I play at my own pace.
Yeah.
Paul
yeah.
said I'd be great in a cabaret. Just, you know, I just don't play. And one time, only once did he say, Kelly, I think that's supposed to be a different tempo. And I yelled back, my teacher lets me play it the way I want. You
know? And he never said yeah. anything again.
And I just, how it is in my head, you know.
Yes. But, yeah. And you can, like, yeah. if you're just doing it for fun, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to play it correctly yeah. necessarily.
Right.
I mean, it's different depending on what your goals are, but if it's just for fun, then.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. And yeah, breathe. People think like, well, piano is not a wind instrument or anything, so you still have to breathe. Like, yeah, oh, yeah you've got to breathe.
Yeah. yeah. Isn't that funny?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That is.
Yes.
I always like, I don't know, when I play, I like songs that have words to them.
Yeah.
So I can tell where I'm at and what the
next one is. Yes, I get that. I get that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you know, I'm amazed there's people that I know that play fantastically, but they don't read a note.
Yes. And there are people
it's a
that
a whole different way of learning.
Yes. And I know
it's
there are people
amazing.
In choirs that will be that, like you can sing and yeah.
That's
yeah.
a talent.
And being in a choir is beneficial mm-hmm. to your health and your mental health and being with community and all that, like
there's something I was reading, I don't have it.
Oh yeah.
About how when you sing there's something that happens with your vocal cords that doesn't happen when you talk.
Oh.
And it actually there's a reason why choir people that sing in choirs regularly yeah. are happier because there's some
vibration. With the vibration that happens.
Tone things that happens, and it doesn't happen when you just talk.
But it happens when you sing, and probably releases some
oxygen. And I noticed that yeah. when I'm just singing along with the radio,
yeah.
doing that kind of I feel
it,
and it picks
mm-hmm.
me up.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
There's something to that.
And yeah. Yeah.
Again, maybe I'll find it and put it on the website. But
yeah.
There's something about that.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of things? I know you did a little bit of reading. Do you have anything?
Well, it kind of what you said, just the mm-hmm. direct impact on our brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
The beat can help us with our moods.
Yeah.
And we'll look into this. When we talk about depression, there's studies mm-hmm. that what music does to help with depression.
Oh, cool.
Even.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
we can look into that
yeah.
further. But,
yeah.
you know, the catchy melody, they can uplift our spirits. They can convey what we can't quite
yeah.
say.
Yes.
But somehow a song can do
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
So it gives you time for introspection even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending upon what you're listening to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. And I think there's music should be so simple, but I feel like there's so much just like society complicates it, people's self yeah. like esteem and confidence complicates it. You know, like I was in band and Lauren was in band. Mm-hmm. And for her, even though, I mean, sorry, Lauren, she never strived to be like the top player.
No, she enjoyed,
know,
she
enjoyed it.
She wanted community and she loved
yes.
it and she learned.
And that
yeah.
is plenty. And I think we're finally getting to a point where most music organizations are getting there where it's like, we're here to like help students and give them an extra place to feel good. We're not here to like beat in perfectionism. But I think,
yeah.
you know, from my generation, I just know a lot of people, I mean, my band was great, but I do know there mm-hmm. are people that just like quit because it was like, well, this wasn't fun and I don't like how my teacher talked to me. I don't like, you know, and then like, and I feel like piano is such a good instrument to learn, but then finding the right teacher that's a fit for you or having parents that kind of know what they're doing is
yes.
difficult because it does take parental involvement
yeah.
and like, and there's just, you see all the top performers out there and then you think, well, I'm never going to be that good, but that doesn't matter.
It's not. And yeah. I think that's why I finally really got into it and enjoyed
yeah.
it because it wasn't about performance. It was about my enjoyment.
Yes.
And if you think about it, the band in mm-hmm. high schools are the largest organization.
Wow. I believe it.
And you're not supposed to stand out.
Yeah. You're supposed
right?
to be. Mm-hmm.
You're playing. You don't want to be the blaster.
No.
Right? You've
no.
got to find that. Doesn't mean you can't exceed because, you know, in
yeah,
it, because
yeah.
there are competitions, there's other
yes,
things
there's
to
other
do
stuff.
That.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
when you're performing, you're a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the choir, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah, any organ.
And
yeah.
so you're blending, you're to be a part
mm-hmm.
of it. And each section, what I learned, has their own personality. And I think yes. that is really
And cool. same thing in choirs, all the different, oh yeah. my gosh. And orchestras, different string instruments also have their personalities.
Right. See, and one of the things that I have learned, and it, you know, to me, music's about, can be about stretching yourself, not mm-hmm. just learning the instrument, but listening.
Yeah.
Because you really introduced our family. Yeah. Well, yeah. Paul already classical.
Kind of,
but you really introduced yeah. us to that.
Yeah.
And then if you listen to, if you just turned your head mm-hmm. and listened to the music mm-hmm. and not watch the video games.
Oh,
you
yeah.
would be amazed at the music you hear because mm-hmm. a lot of it is roots yeah. are in classical music.
Oh, yeah,
music.
Yeah.
And definitely. You wouldn't think that. And I was just amazed by that. Yeah. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sydney, you had the community orchestra in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And it was about fostering people's love of music.
Yeah.
It wasn't about, well, how good are you?
No, yeah.
I don't know if you'll be a fit. It yeah. wasn't that. Mm-hmm. And you built this community of people.
Yeah.
And as important as the music was, the community was just mm-hmm. as important what took place during that time.
Yes. And I think that even drives people to want to be better. Yeah. More so than just making it a competition for first chair or whatever.
Right.
Like, I think being the community, you're like, oh, other people are counting on me. Oh, I don't want to stick out because I'm lagging behind. Like, I want to be with right. these people. Oh, I want, you yeah. know, it's like, I think the community aspect of it pushes forward. It may take longer time to foster, maybe a yeah. longer time to see initial impact, but it's much longer lasting.
Yeah. And
sure.
you had all ages.
Yeah.
And that was
yeah.
really neat, the intergenerational mm-hmm. part of it. And
yes.
I know from the very beginning, from the first concert I went to, I was like, well, this is interesting.
Yes.
And but each time great. It got better and better.
Yes.
And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
And you could
yeah.
see their confidence too.
Yes.
So, you know, I just think that if you played an instrument years ago,
yeah,
pick it up.
And you will be amazed by how quickly it comes back to you. That is the biggest like feedback that I was like, oh, like it came back to me much quicker than I thought it would, you know, playing yeah. viola or cello or whatever. Like it mm-hmm. comes back to you. And yes, there's always the financial, you know, thing of getting the instrument.
Yeah.
But I think you'll find if you really look, there are more options out there than yeah. you probably just initially think. You can always rent to own at a music mm-hmm. store. They're usually pretty accommodating yeah. for that.
And there's a lot of people trying to get rid of their
yes,
band instruments and such. You don't have to start out at this top instrument thing, you know?
No, you can start with a beginner
yeah,
instrument.
So yeah, so there's a lot of options mm-hmm. out there. And I just think, I know that... I never thought I would enjoy classical music, and I do.
Yes.
But what I found, ADHD,
yes.
right? And so people think I sleep through the concerts, but I have to close my eyes because I get really distracted by people
doing stuff.
Releasing their spit valves and
oh my gosh.
All this kind of, I do.
It's condensation, sorry, brass players.
Okay. Sorry, but that's what it's just
I know,
like
it's called spit valve.
And I get distracted by things like that.
Yeah.
So I'll close my eyes so I can actually hear the music and tune mm-hmm. out the visuals.
Yeah.
Except for when you're conducting, of course, I always watch.
Thank you.
But, you know, it really is. I've enjoyed
yes,
it.
Yes,
yes. I thought, oh, I don't think it's that bad. Now, the only thing I haven't done yet,
opera,
but I want to get an opera in.
Yes.
My sister in law Jennifer and Kent used to go every year, once a year. I don't know if they still do, but they always did because she loved it.
That's so
and,
cool.
But I would like to go.
Yes.
I don't know that I'll enjoy it, but I would I would have to read a lot ahead of time.
Well, what? Have you listened to any, like Madame Butterfly?
Phantom of the Opera is about as much as I.
Les Mis technically is almost an opera too,
yeah.
but anyway.
Yeah, so I'll get there. We'll see if one comes to our area.
Yes, and it does help now because they generally have the translations if it's another language up there for you. But yes, I think San Antonio has an opera, so yeah. Okay, so I know you have a list. Most of your music, I'm guessing, has words to it.
Oh, of
and
course.
Stuff. I know, and that's good. So but we'll listen to your suggestions first.
But,
I will also say, when I was reading The Four Agreements, a cool point that he made mm-hmm. in that book series was that music is good and listening to music with words is good. You can get mm-hmm. stuff out of it. But then also sometimes the words will define the meaning of the music for you.
Mm.
And so music without words can kind of almost be a little more pure because you're just getting, you know, you're listening and getting out what you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
all of my music has no words.
Has no words.
And yours
okay.
has words.
Mine has words, but I love, I'm working on, and in a year I'll still be working on, Ode to Joy.
Oh my gosh, really?
And it's, isn't that the one I'm doing?
Yeah, no, you're doing Yaesu, Joy of Man's Desiring.
Oh. Yeah, is that different than Ode to Joy?
Yes, I thought they were the same. Different. No,
totally. Anyway, I'm
different composers, different time periods, like so
well,
different.
Well, I'm working on something.
You're working on Yaesu, Joy of Man's Desiring.
And it is so beautiful. And it sets this tone of relaxation and movement.
Yeah.
That is just graceful. But no words. Mm-hmm. I might be making them up in my head. But no,
that's
but really,
okay,
it's
too.
Just
you're setting
beautiful.
Your own meaning.
But so that one I don't have.
Yes.
What I put down, because my songs are more about inspiration as far as lifting you up and getting you, you know, inspired.
Yeah.
And this was just one in one of the from The Greatest Showman. This is me.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and it's about. Brave by Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
These are all about being yourself.
Being
and then Same Love by Macklemore.
Oh,
and
yeah, Rhinelet. That's a good
one. It's about
everybody.
Equality.
Yeah.
And equal, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scars to Your Beautiful. I think that's a weird name of it, but it's period. It's by Alice Cara.
Okay.
And it's good. And there's...
Yeah.
These are kind of like pump you up
when
you need
it
to get you motivated for your personal growth.
Yes.
I can do this because I'm me.
Yeah.
And I think that's
and being good
that's part of music.
I mean, it is. It is being good in your own skin for sure.
Yeah. And there's a lot out there that speak to that.
Yeah, for sure. I came up with some different moods and tried to make it somewhat inclusive. So, Amy Beach, I first heard about her in my master's program, and she was late 1800s. One of the first women to get a symphony played by a professional orchestra. And her symphony in E minor, it literally just sounds like a stormy sea, like it's crazy, like. And so if you're feeling tumultuous, stormy times, or even kind of good if you're mad, you know, if you're feeling, that's a good one. And then another one, Florence Price, who she's everybody's fave now, but she's been around for a while. Like, I think Arkansas had a symphony that, like, kind of started to premiere her music. But she's also around the same time as Amy Beach. She's African-American, so first female, one of the first African-Americans and first female African-American to get her music played by symphonies. But this one is one of her piano sonatas, also in E minor. And it's kind of when she kind of puts a couple of different genres together and you're kind of just like, what's going on? But it's good. And so if you're kind of in, like, I don't really know what to listen to, Moon, just listen to that. Mozart Symphony 41, the Jupiter Symphony, triumphant. That is confidence building for sure. And then if you want something that's more meditative and like transcendent, Vaughan Williams. So his name is spelled really weird. Vaughan. It looks like Vaughan, but
like,
that's not it.
Yeah.
Vaughan.
That actor.
Williams.
Yeah.
What actor?
Vince Vaughn or somebody? I don't know.
Okay. Who was it? I think you're right. Vince Vaughn. Yeah, it's like that.
In the internship.
Yes. It's like this. So this is Vaughn Williams.
Like that.
And The Lark Ascending.
Do
you know
that one? I think you played that.
No, I didn't.
Sounds familiar.
But yeah, I didn't play. But it's it's just very transcendent.
Okay.
It's really good. And then pretty much any piano music, if you want, by Philip Glass tends to be. And he's more popular. He's done some movies and has a couple operas and stuff. Anyway, just very meditative. It's like that minimalist style where they don't change what they're doing very much. And then part of the fun is listening for when the change happens.
Well, put this list.
Yeah. We'll put
on our, because I
stuff
think that'll
to
be important.
Yes.
I know I'll listen to some of that. Because it'll stretch it. Oh, don't look at me like that. I will. I can listen to music with no words.
Sure.
I can.
And you can do other stuff while you listen. But but anyway, like, I think, because I was thinking, like, I don't know if I necessarily incorporate the stuff you're thinking, I could have this on while I'm doing my quiet time. Not, I don't think so. Quiet time is separate,
That's,
I think. from that, like, it's meant for you to more be with your thoughts mm-hmm. and listen inside yourself. But I think it's something that, you know, music can kind of support you in how you're feeling. It can push you to feel differently or feel mm-hmm. better. Like, there are other ways for sure to use it in your life and to help. And, like, yours, you know, like, motivating you to continue your personal growth and to feel
good. Yeah, and sometimes, yourself. Say yeah. you're going to an interview, you're going to go do something, you know,
mm-hmm.
you needed some pump up yes. stuff. Well, there's a reason this music exists.
I made me think about, I would drive to my AP tests in high school, at Jim Burney. And every morning for all of them, sophomore, junior, and senior year, and I have a lot of tests. I would turn on like pumped up Disney songs. Like Hercules music or Mulan or Pocahontas, just like, so funny. And sing it on the way and be like, I can do it.
Oh, yeah. Mulan has some good. But we do that. Why? Because it gets our brain, it gets our, and our bodies, and even bodies. Feeling mm-hmm. in this way.
Definitely.
And so I think, you know, music, it's so powerful. It is. Always spoken to me. I can remember as a kid, I would just shoot baskets and have our little red box radio stretching out from the garage listening to music. Takes me to places that I couldn't go otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you need just to escape.
Yeah. Oh, and for so, sure. Yeah. For sure. So hopefully that inspires you to listen to some music or try something new, maybe pick up that instrument that's sitting mm-hmm. gathering dust, any of those.
Yeah. I mean, there's such great genres out there. I mean, we've talked on the pop music, the classical, mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra era jazz. Music is so good, jazz, mm-hmm. and there's so many, and you just see what speaks to you, listen to a little bit, and it's so easy now to access everything.
Oh, yeah.
Where we could, you know.
So easy. I know, you had to wait for it to play on the radio.
Yes, yeah, and then if you're lucky, you can maybe get an album, but mm-hmm. you know, but it's so accessible now.
It is, yeah.
Which is fantastic. Awesome.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and then next week, we'll start our Mental Health Awareness Month themed podcast. So that'll be like for the whole month of May, and we'll have an interview, and we'll hopefully hit on a topic that will speak to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
So join us next Tuesday when we will take a breath.
And take a listen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of An Incomplete Guide to Personal Growth. There are many ways you can stay connected. Follow us on Instagram at An Incomplete Guide Podcast, where you can sign up for our email list and get posts that delve deeper into our weekly topics. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast page wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would really appreciate a rating and sharing us with your family and friends.
We're so glad you chose to spend your time with us and hope there was a thought, a resource, or a laugh that you can take on your journey. We'll be here every Tuesday for you to take a breath and take a listen.